Support for this KQED podcast comes from Stanford Blood Center. Stanford Blood Center is a proud supporter of KQED and encourages you to support local patients by donating blood. Learn more at bloodcenter.stanford.edu.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. It's looking very likely that a proposition to legalize a recreational use of cannabis will be on next year's ballot. And with voters expected to decide on the issue soon, a panel chaired by Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom put out a report today laying out recommendations on just how legalization should be implemented. The report recommends that the market be highly regulated so that the state oversees everything from protecting children to monitoring the water use of growers. And while tax revenues will be a popular selling point for legalization, the report warns that if the taxes are too high, smokers will stick to the black market to get cheaper pot. The L.A. County Board of Supervisors voted yesterday to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by the year 2020. The nation's largest local government is following the lead of the city of Los Angeles, where there was plenty of cheering last month over an identical wage hike. But there are already concerns, especially among immigrants who are the majority of low-wage workers. They're asking just how the city plans to enforce the pay hike. As part of our series, Immigrant Shift, the California Report's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has the story.
The many public hearings that led to final passage of LA's minimum wage were rife with stories of alleged wage theft. A lot of those stories came from immigrants.
For example, where I work, the owner kept over $100,000 of our banquet tips.
We're really, really tired. We need enforcement right now for low-wage workers, and we need it right now. Thank you.
I mean, nobody wants to increase their labor costs unless somebody actually holds them accountable to that.
Tia Kuntz of the UCLA Labor Center co-authored a report on the impact of wage theft in L.A. Of the estimated 720,000 workers who could eventually see their pay increase under the new minimum wage, about 6 out of 10 are believed to be immigrants. And it's the undocumented who tend to be among the most vulnerable.
It's actually unlawful to pay anybody less than minimum wage. And undocumented workers must be paid and are eligible for every single wage and hour right that their documented counterparts are. And the current system of enforcement is broken.
The city attorney's office handles wage and labor complaints in Los Angeles, but just a fraction. Most, more than 80%, are fielded by a small team of investigators and attorneys with the State Labor Commission.
LA is the wage theft capital of the country.
Julia Figueroa McDonough is one of those state attorneys. Her office handles about 5,000 LA wage theft complaints a year, especially in industries that employ high rates of immigrant workers, but often pay those workers below the current minimum wage.
But Los Angeles is just a much bigger city, right? With a greater variety of low-wage industries, garment, janitorial, construction, a lot of industries that rely on what should be minimum wage labor but aren't.
When LA's wage hike goes into effect next June, so too will a newly created division of wage enforcement. It'll be modeled after San Francisco's, where there are half a dozen full-time wage theft investigators on the street. LA will start with 5. Not enough, says the UCLA Labor Center's Tia Kuntz, but not bad.
We have like 9 times more low-wage workers than San Francisco does, so clearly hiring 5 investigators is not going to achieve the scale that San Francisco is able to achieve, but it's still better than what's going on at the state.
LA aims to build out the staff to nearly 40 employees by the year 2020 when the city's minimum wage reaches $15 an hour. Businesses that fail to comply could face thousands of dollars in fines and lose their operating permits, but many employers worry that tough rules could be exploited by people filing frivolous wage theft claims.
You're going to see attorneys and advocates who are going to use this enforcement structure that right now looks very ripe for abuse.
Ruben Gonzalez is vice president of public policy with the Greater Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce.
Businesses which labor wants to organize are all of a sudden going to have a whole slew of wage complaints that may be specious claims, false claims.
Anthony Vallecillo says his claims are the real deal. He's among a group of workers at a big warehousing firm near the ports of L.A., suing their employer over alleged wage theft. Vallecillo says several of the workers in the complaint are undocumented immigrants.
Some are undocumented workers. They've been working there for about 10, 15 years. And they're afraid to become part of the group because of retaliation of them firing them. And they're still scared to this day.
Vallecillo says if Los Angeles already had a wage enforcement office up and running, maybe he and his co-workers could have avoided a lawsuit. But winning a judgment against an employer who fails to pay the legal wage doesn't guarantee workers will get the money they're owed. According to a report from the state labor commissioner, only about 15% of wage theft victims who win their cases actually collect. Judgments can get tied up with appeals. A business could shut down and reopen under a different name.
Today, it could be Magic Car Wash, but tomorrow it could be Magic Car Wash, Inc.
Floyd Rodriguez says that's what happened to a group of L.A. car wash workers a few years ago. Rodriguez is with the nonprofit Clean Car Wash Campaign. It helped those workers, all of them immigrants, eventually win several thousand dollars in lost wages from their former employer.
We did build up a case with the Labor Department, and we have not received any money from that. The committee of workers that actually did this, the owner started giving them less hours and less hours. The retaliation started happening really fast.
Proposed legislation from State Senator Kevin De Leon of Los Angeles could reverse that trend. If it's signed into law, renegade employers will have to pay a bond to ensure payment of stolen wages or risk property liens and other penalties. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
Tomorrow, how a San Francisco cook who speaks no English took on a swanky Chinese restaurant and won $4 million in back pay with her coworkers. And that's the California Report for Wednesday, July 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queenie Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Barracuda Networks, innovators of network security and data protection solutions designed to thwart cyber threats and data loss for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. More at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.